Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian nationalists. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we're coming out of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. We've got lots of whiffling to do, as always. This little era, this is just job security. That's all it is, because there is no shortage of Wiffle Bat material every single day.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe, and Hunter, and the CIA, and the FBI, and all these interesting communist collaborations and collaborators. You know, we had... You've all heard about the Moscow attack, right?
Yes.
Well, of course. That's standard. However, there is something very interesting that just came out that describes from an ex MI6 agent, Alastair Crook. I don't know if you can trust somebody with a name like that. But it says that ISIS is not real. It's a group of mercenaries that served as a scapegoat for what happened at the Crocus City Hall. It's a corridor going from Turkey into Iran, and it was originally aimed for infiltrating sabotage groups in Iran and Syria. Turkey, he says, has a training ground and has been training jihadists, and some have gone to Ukraine, particularly in Crimea. And so,
interesting.
Very, very interesting, because, like I said, Alastair Crook is an ex-MI6 agent, you know, which is much as you could be ex, you know?
Right. I was going to say, that's, I mean, on the credibility and trust level, first of all, his name's Crook. Secondly, he's MI6.
Right.
And thirdly, we live in a world today where you can't trust anyone.
Well, and
you have to suspect everything is part of information ops.
Right.
And so there's the spin, there's the counter spin, there's the smoke and mirrors, there's the lies disguised as truth. Truth is shot down and called lies, you know.
Right. Well, and as we're finding out, as we're getting closer and closer to this presidential election that is the most important in history, we've got a clip here that we're going to cover after the break that describes that the CIA has been helping Biden in their cover up for years, and they're also instrumental in all of the election interference. They're instrumental in making sure he was elected in the first place.
Yes.
And so we know that to be true about the CIA, that they've basically perfected election control and manipulation around the world.
Right.
I mean, that's what they're known for. CIA is known for going to other nations and manipulating elections.
Yeah.
And so if you've got them working on the side of Biden right now, you know, that is just like what we're watching with the weaponization of the FBI. And so the weaponization of the CIA, and look who they pick.
And the weaponization of all of their proxies, you know.
Yep.
There's another article just came out echoing the same thing we've been warning about for a long time on PJ Media. Are you ready for a major jihad attack in the U.S.? Because it's coming.
Oh, right.
And of course, you know, they go back to the open borders and referencing this terrorist attack in Moscow. And, you know, it just kind of starts exposing things we've already covered, you know, many times. But that's their objective. That is their plan. And even our own weaponized Department of Justice there and others warning us of a coming attack, a threat that could dwarf 9/11 and October 6th combined.
Right.
In the United States. And of
October 7th.
What'd I say?
6th.
Oh, right.
It was close. It was really
October
close.
October 6th was the last peaceful day in
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the this is, well, this all ties into what we've been talking about and the need for repentance.
Absolutely.
In our country, because of the detail that we are going to cover today in the second part of Deuteronomy chapter 28 is stunning. This is the other side. This is the, if you, you will be overtaken by all these blessings if you obey me and follow my commandments.
Right.
But if you do not, then there's the other side of it.
Right.
And so many of these things are tying into this. We just watched this spectacular bridge collapse in
Maryland. Stunning. Yep.
And
with at least 6 dead so far.
At least. And of course, you know, it's so early as this unfolded yesterday. So many mixed reports about, you know, how many cars went into the water and, oh, none did because they called Mayday.
Like $82 billion worth of trade goes through there under that bridge.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
Now it's become a choke point for goods that can't get out,
yep.
Goods that can't get in. The structural damage and the years, literally years that it will take to replace that bridge.
Yeah. And even just the cleanup, they said that the cleanup yeah. alone is going to be extremely difficult.
And that's because the as they discover, you know, fatalities from this, it's treated like, well, a mass casualty incident, a crime scene, and
yep.
potential terrorists, you know, all the investigations that are going to take place, things that they're not going to want to disturb while they're investigating. So this is a major disruption to our trade,
yep.
which takes effect immediately.
Right.
So we'll see how that trickles down. But was it a terrorist attack?
Right. That's
was
the,
it a
that's
cyber
the
attack?
Big question. That's the question.
Right. And yep. so... But here's the thing, whether it was or wasn't, if this was even just an accident,
right,
you're going to see, because of Deuteronomy chapter 28, you're going to see things degrade, deteriorate.
Yep.
You're going to see, I mean, it'd be the pilot falls asleep at the wheel, you know, multiple people dead.
Right. It
doesn't
necessarily have to be a coordinated attack.
It doesn't have to be a cyber attack by
right.
some enemy that wants to take us down. It could just be God lifting his hand off of this nation.
That's right.
And we can't do anything right. We can't help but trip over everything,
yep.
fall on our faces.
That's right.
I mean, you can't make a correct economic decision, policy decision. I mean, everything just starts to come unraveled.
Yep.
So
nobody can explain it. It just starts.
Right.
And so, yeah, this is precisely what we are addressing this week. And it is so critical that everybody gets this, that,
yeah.
I mean, seriously. And, you know, all of this coming up to the eclipse on the 8th. That's not a coincidence. You know, there is no coincidences with God, and especially with reference to the Nineveh story, that there was
right.
there was an eclipse before Nineveh, and that was their instructions was you either repent. That was what Jonah made it there in the belly of a big fish, you know,
yes.
whatever kind of fish that was. That was his purpose, was to tell them all in Nineveh that after this eclipse, they've got 40 days to repent or they're going to be toast.
That's right.
And so we have to take that seriously, especially with everything that we're looking at. And so, you know, you and I were talking about this, you know, how have you been repenting?
Right.
And absolutely, yes, I've been repenting. I hope all of our listeners are repenting. Whether you've already repented before, do it some more. Do it.
Right.
Do it in regard to this nation. Do it in regard to the fact that the Christian church has fallen asleep at the wheel while we've been in charge. And, you know, this is, you know, largely due to the fact that the pulpit, the pastors of the major churches have not wanted to pay taxes. And so in order to not pay the taxes, they can't talk about politics with their congregations.
Right. They won't.
And they won't.
Because those who, you can, they won't.
Right.
Because there are plenty of pastors out there that are, they're calling the shots. Even with the 501c3, they're like, I'm going to speak the truth. You can, if you're bold enough, but there's right. cowardice involved.
That's
They're
right.
afraid of what might happen and
well,
and, so on.
And that, like we said before, it for evil to triumph, all is necessary is that good people do nothing.
Right.
And that is precisely what has just happened to this nation in the past 30 years. We've done nothing because we've decided to be lazy and decide that, oh, Christians don't belong in politics or government. That is, nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
And well, so, you know, that's what this show is about. Also, we're educating people as to how, look at John the Baptist. He had everything to do with leadership. He had everything to do with attacking immorality
yes.
in government, basically. And Jesus described him as the best person alive under the lowest angel. So,
right.
you know, that's very
Who
important.
Who stood against immorality
exactly.
in his government.
Yep.
And called it out.
Yeah, he didn't just sit out there in the wilderness and eat grasshoppers. He could have, but he didn't.
Right.
He was involved. And so, you know, that's... And Jesus was involved as well. He didn't just hang out in the wilderness and do nothing either. And so,
well, the longer you hold back and don't be engaged in, then evil people gravitate toward those positions of power,
yep.
which when it comes to push comes to shove, when you have no choice then but to push back, then the cost is so much higher than it would have been if you would have
been
confronted it earlier,
yep.
you know, and more and more people are jumping on this. You know, Tucker Carlson just did an interview with Paul Vaughn, who's facing 11 years in prison for praying inside an abortion clinic.
Wow.
He said, "We're praying because our nation has allowed the sinful, atrocious action of abortion and killing unborn children. And that's ultimately what the Biden DOJ doesn't like."
Right.
So we've gotten to the point because of apathy and not being engaged where a Christian could even be facing 11 years in prison for praying where they murder babies.
That's right.
And this didn't just happen overnight. This didn't sneak up on us either. Because we've seen it, but by and large, the church refused to engage and push back. So,
well, so let's get to the word of the day, because this is the third part in the Repent event week that we are covering before the eclipse, and give everybody enough time to get serious. Rend your hearts, everyone.
Yes.
And so today's reading for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from
Wake Up Guys.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 15 through 34, and it reads under the title Curses on Disobedience.
Oh yeah.
"But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning, fever with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart, and you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. And that's it. And that's heavy. That's only part of it. That stopped at verse 34. It goes to verse 68. So there are 53 verses on curses on disobedience.
Yep. Got a pretty good taste of what happens when you don't turn back to God, when you rebel against him.
When you reject him, when you refuse to uphold his commandments,
right,
and to walk in his ways.
It's a serious price. This is the existential threat that we're talking about.
That's right.
And, you know, going back to the solar eclipse that, you know, crosses over, places an X on our country. First of all, nothing's going to happen on April 8th, except it's going to get dark. Okay, we're not expecting the zombie apocalypse to start on, you know,
right,
April 8th. Right. But God set the stars, the moon, the sun in place for signs and seasons, which is Moedim, appointed times.
Yep.
And we should be taking this seriously as a warning. You know, all these towns, what, at least eight that the shadow passes over, named Nineveh.
That's right.
And, you know, we look at that account in the book of Jonah, they did repent.
Yep.
And so destruction didn't come in 40 days.
Right.
So something to keep in mind, though, they went back to their wickedness. And about 100 years later, in 612 BC, after they repented, they went right back to all their evil, their deception, their lying, the sexual immorality, violence, everything else. And they were destroyed, never to become a city again. And that's covered in the book of Nahum.
Right.
So if we repent, then we can see what happened to Nineveh, and we go back to
prosperity.
Right.
You know, we get Trump elected, all of our enemies disappear.
Right.
You know, we chase out all of these border invaders.
Right.
They all go back to somewhere else, right? You know?
Exactly.
It's entirely dependent upon the level at which this nation will get on their knees and repent.
Yeah.
And so,
and if they don't, then, well, what would that destruction look like? Well, Deuteronomy
28,
the, you know, yep, 14 on.
Yep.
And then also, well, what would have happened to Nineveh if they wouldn't have repented?
Right.
You can see what happened to them 100 years later. If you go to the book of Nahum.
Yep, they're wiped off the face of the planet.
Chapter 3, absolutely. And it says, behold, I am against you.
Yep.
Oh, and yikes. You don't want to hear those words.
Right.
So if we repent, wonderful. If we don't repent, it's...
We're toast.
Yeah, America's done. It's over.
Yep, exactly.
We may not even make it to elections in November.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised that we wouldn't.
Right.
And so we, you know, if you are listening to this show, share this with every single Christian you know of.
Yeah.
And tell every Christian to repent like their life depends upon it.
Repent for yourself. and then pray for repentance for our country and repent on behalf of our country's egregious sins.
That's right.
Just like the prophets did when they prayed for Israel, and the Lord listened to their prayers.
And repent from being absent and allowing this horrific communist takeover to happen.
Yeah. And all of the ripple effects that have come from that, you know, yep. an open border, you know, child exploitation and yep. just all of it. It's just that serious. Or you could just ignore us and then, well, hope you make it, because it's what's coming is it's not going to be
right.
good.
To ignore this right now would be a serious pride issue.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, by the way. Those of you, not you, oh. anybody in the listening audience that blows this off, thanks a lot for what's coming. You know,
right?
Because that's why we're here.
There's also this thing about the people that do repent. They rend their hearts. They are seriously moved to tears over it. They are brokenhearted. They're contrite. They truly are contrite. That's the only kind of repentance that God recognizes, is real repentance.
Yes.
Not just, oh, I'm sorry for this and I'm sorry for that, and 2 minutes later you get up and you walk away. That's not what we're talking about here.
Right. I wish I would have prepared ahead of time and found the scripture that makes reference to that. Those who weep and moan for the sins yep. of the city.
That's right.
And God marks them.
Yep.
He marked, because the destruction still came, but he marked them.
He marked them to save them.
To save them, right. Yep. Because all of those who I'm pretty sure, I want to say it's in Revelation, but it's the principle that you could apply, and that's your only hope. If judgment comes.
Right. The man with the inkwell, the man with the right. inkhorn that was asked to go around and put an X, believe it or not, put an X on everybody's forehead. And that's the mark, was the X. He went around with the little right. inkhorn. He's like the angel.
The Toph.
And he marks their foreheads with an X that they would be saved.
Yeah.
And so even if the whole nation is too proud to understand that it's our fault, and refuses to repent, well, then those people may not get an X. They might just have to enjoy the enemy invasion, the fact that we'd never get another election again, right.
You may not. Yeah, you may not get an X. You may get an axe.
Right, right.
Don't want that.
Yep.
So, well, there's plenty there to think about. Pretty sobering yesterday and today, you know, because of this, what's going on in the world, of course, but then the scripture that we're covering, but it could be, there's hope.
Well, and this isn't just alarmism. You
right.
know, this is actually looking at the landscape as a watcher, you know, as a watcher saying, uh-oh, oh my gosh, everybody, check this out. All of these signs across the entire landscape, these are indicators. These are indicators of how bad this nation has become. And so to see all the signs sitting there, and then you see this eclipse coming that's going to be the X over the United States with a Nineveh inclination.
Right. Jerusalem the first time 7 years ago.
Yes. You cannot possibly see all of these signs saying, you know, red flag signs saying, you guys had better figure this out and right now. And so we're the watchers on the wall for yeah. everybody. And this is serious.
I was just going to mention that. And, you know, there's a scripture says that, you know, if the watchman sees danger coming and sounds the alarm and you don't pay attention, then your blood is on your own head.
Right.
But if he sees and discerns danger coming and doesn't, then those people who suffer, their blood is on the watchman's head.
That's right.
So, hey, blood's off of our head.
Yep.
It's on you.
That's
now.
Right.
So, take action, Christian patriots.
Yep, and just join us.
Yeah.
Just join us every day this week and just repent, repent, repent.
Yep. Be in prayer and pray for repentance. There's your action items.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, once again, we're going long in the show while we're covering this topic, you know, yesterday and today. So, we're going to take a break, come back with segment two. And when we do, we've got some current events items that we're going to hit on, some developments related to Trump, and we'll share those with you. So stick around. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. This segment covered by Katie Armour, CATI, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. And that's katiearmour.com. Stick around. We will be right back.
of wars. Wars and rumors 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 of wars.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Welcome back, End Times crew. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's prepping2-0.com. Good morning, Lady Liberty. Segment two.
Well, good morning, and everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And
take
so,
that.
Yeah, that's right. We sure have got some interesting clips here, and we are going to start with the clip with Jesse Waters and this Fox description of the CIA that has been helping the Bidens for years. Listen to what he has to say.
Been bailing out Hunter and the Biden campaign for years, but who is he? All of a sudden, a rich Democrat donor comes along and pays the family's back taxes, alimony, child support, private airfare, legal bills, living expenses, rent, even buys Hunter Biden's stupid paintings for a half a mil. Naturally, prosecutors wanted to interview the sugar brother since he's been the puppet master of the Biden family finances, but they never got a chance. A whistleblower says the CIA stopped prosecutors from talking to Biden donor Kevin Morris. The whistleblower says two lawyers from Biden's Justice Department were summoned to CIA headquarters and told Hunter's sugar brother was off limits. Langley said Morris could not be a witness in their tax investigation into Hunter. Now, if this whistleblower report stacks up, the CIA is witness tampering to help President Biden win re-election. The CIA is interfering in another election. This time they're interfering in an active federal investigation into the first family. And they have a long history of protecting the Bidens and injuring Trump. The agency started the Russia hoax, buried the laptop with the letter, and covered up the lab leak. Remember, the CIA even triggered the Trump impeachment. An agent was on that perfect phone call and went straight to Adam Schiff. And now the CIA's witness tampering in a Hunter Biden investigation. Is Kevin Morris an asset? Or is this just another example of Langley protecting Joe? The deep state has a dirty history reaching back decades.
Yeah, like we've been saying, this individual in the White House is the most corrupt, compromised, exploitable president we've ever had.
That's right. That's right. And just, you know, just the fact that anybody's willing to cover for that guy. That implicates them as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean,
an accomplice.
You could just replace the name Biden with treason, you know, President Treason. Seriously,
yeah.
Because that's all he's about. He's about treasonous collusion with China, treasonous collusion with Ukraine, treasonous collusion with, sounds like, Mexico, which was a surpriser to us. But how many more nations is he acting treasonously with? You know,
right.
It doesn't get any more corrupt than this person, period.
You know, looking at, you know, the call for repentance and judgment coming on this nation and everything else. Another very interesting thing we really haven't hit on, most because of time, but turning against Israel and not supporting Israel. Now Israel's canceled its strategic visit to Washington, D.C. after the U.S. refuses to defend Israel at the U.N. They could have vetoed this measure, which they didn't. They abstained.
Right.
They just chose not to vote at all. So Israel, they're finding out more and more. They're on their own.
Well, and that's that's the thing too, is who's at the UN that would absolutely always condemn Israel in every single thing?
The U.S. It's
Satan. Satan is is behind the United Nations. You know, the last ruler to actually implement a one world government was Nimrod.
Yes.
You know, and so that was Satan's hand in that, and God set that all asunder at the Tower of Babel.
Right.
And sent everybody off to their own nations so that they wouldn't even understand what the other person was saying. Well, so here is the second time in the world history that somebody is attempting to do this one world governance structure, and it's Satan behind that as well.
That's right.
Of course he's going to have it out for Israel every single chance they get. And so that's how it goes. Good against evil and evil against good. And the UN is definitely evil, and Israel is always, well, has God's eye on it all the time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, well, our hope is that Trump will get in, there will be this big MAGA sweep, we'll be able to, you know, make America great again. We're not going to let up on that. But, you know, we could, if we don't do something drastic, we're not willing to, we may not make it to that point.
Right. We have a clip here too. This is Fox interviewing Trump after going through more of these court persecutions, and listen to what they are talking about. Like, well, what if you're convicted? Listen to what Trump has to say. This is brilliant.
But will you testify if that trial goes forward in person?
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
And would you be concerned that a conviction, if you are convicted in that trial, could cost you the election, given what Todd said voters are...
Well, it could also make me more popular, because the people know it's a scam. It's a Biden trial. This is a Biden. There is no trial. There's a Biden trial.
That pretty much hits it right on the head.
Well, and truthfully, Harvard... has basically come forward and said that even if Trump is convicted and is put in jail, he can still run the presidency from jail. There's absolutely nothing in the law that prevents him from being the president while he is in jail. Not saying that that's going to happen, but if that does happen, that does not keep him from being president.
Right.
So even all their efforts toward that end are going to upend as well.
This briefing live from the jailhouse, President Trump will be speaking in half an hour.
Yeah. Dignitaries are going to have to visit him in the prison when they come to America.
They have to make a whole new prison.
Gosh.
Living quarters for the Secret Service and everything else. Oh, what a mess.
It's a mess. It's pathetic.
It is. It's totally a mess. And speaking of messes, this news item, last news item here I've got from Police Frequency. Listen to this. Wifflebats goes once again to Mayorkas, right upside his bean. The Department of Homeland Security has failed to file thousands of notices to appear, leading to immigration judges dismissing thousands of deportation cases under Joe Biden's so-called administration regime.
Oh, boy.
Thousands of cases have been dismissed because they didn't file notices to appear.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because we've got another clip here that Trump is addressing that as well. He is addressing this illegal invasion and how Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. And so listen to hear to this latest announcement.
With his illegal invasion, crooked Joe Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. Under my leadership, we're going to reassert the basic benefits of citizenship, because we believe that being an American citizen is something very special and that American citizens must come first, and America must come first. That's why we call it America First. That means we're going to have strong borders to protect the lives of our people instead of accepting millions and millions of migrants with fraudulent asylum claims from all over the world. They're coming in at a level that we've never seen before. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're coming from prisons and jails, and they're terrorists. They're coming in at levels that nobody can believe. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop it immediately. And we're going to go back to sanity. Our country is being invaded by 15 million people. It might be 20 million by the time we get Crooked Joe Biden out of office. It means jobs and wages are going to go to hardworking American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's going to happen as soon as I get elected. We're going to do it right, just like we did for 4 years. We're going to defend the American worker with tariffs to protect you from the plunder and abuses of foreign countries, including China, where they take your jobs and they sell products into our country and we don't tax them. So all they do is keep taking our jobs and destroying our companies. The interests and dreams of American citizens will come before the demands of outsourcers and foreign nations every single time. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. It's very simple. We're going to bring back law and order to our communities because every citizen has a right to a government that keeps you safe. Safety must be a fundamental benefit of all Americans, and we're going to unleash our nation's vast energy wealth to bring down prices and create new opportunities for people of our country. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia, and we're going to use it, and we're going to reduce our debt, and we're going to make a lot of money for our country, and we're going to bring down your energy costs at levels that you haven't seen in many years. These are just a few of the ways in which we will restore the glory of American citizenship and make it once again the proudest title anywhere in the world. We are going to make our country safe and powerful and rich and great again. Thank you very much.
And that right there is why I want to be in Congress if he gets elected, because I want to help him deport every last illegal alien. They do not belong here, and this invasion has got to be gotten rid of. They've got to go somewhere other than this nation. That's all I know.
Stopped. It's got to be reversed. And like he said, I will lead the largest deportation we have ever seen.
That's right.
And you know, the leftists, the globalists, they quote, you know, the inscription on the Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty is, send us your huddled masses. Hold on. First of all,
they're not huddled masses.
They're invaders. Yes. First of all, they're not huddled masses.
They're armies.
And sending us your huddled masses is a slogan on a plaque. It's not part of our Constitution.
Right.
It's not part of our laws.
Right.
And it is an egregious violation of our laws to try to establish that like it's policy. It's not even an American principle to allow people just to come in unvetted, illegally, breaking our laws.
We have over 200 years worth of legal immigration laws on the books that have worked all the way up until this communist coup. There's absolutely nothing wrong with legal immigration so long as they follow the process and not enter until they're approved.
Well, exactly. And not to cave into Obrador, Labrador, Ober, whatever his name is, from Mexico, saying, one of his demands to stop immigration is to legalize the law-abiding illegal immigrants that are here.
That's what an oxymoron retard statement that is. I'm sorry, that sounds a little rough, but it is. You don't have legal, illegal aliens. You can't have legal, illegal aliens.
Right. Legalize crime. Yeah. Make them not criminals by legalizing their crime.
Good
so,
grief.
In this final parting shot about the liar, Biden, stating that he doesn't have the power to do what's at the border, he needs Congress to act, and so on and so forth. We want to just remind everybody he took anywhere from 60 to 90 actions removing executive orders that Trump had in place that
That's
secured
right.
our border.
Yep.
It didn't sneak up on him. He took action.
It was deliberate,
willful act to remove the measures that were effectively securing our border. and then to turn around and say it's not his fault, it's Congress's fault for not giving him the power that he needs.
Or even better, that it's Trump's fault.
Right. So let's send some more money to Ukraine, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, you guys, you be safe out there. Be vigilant. It's going to get sporty. So, but be safe and be in prayer. Repent.
Yep, that's right. Everyone, you all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there. I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at reneeholidayforcongress.com. It's spelled R-E-N-E-H-O-L-A-D-A-Y forcongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.